You know, so it's a fascinating world. It's a very fascinating world. It's only
becoming more fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fascinating world, and you realize even like sonics, like putting together sounds. Yeah. You know, manipulating sounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like from playing the drum with like a normal stick, you know, from a tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, playing a drum which is created by a cow skin and you know, whatever else. You find that there's a lot of elements in just the drum, and you see people playing a drum. It's been put together by a lot of elements,
yeah.
You know. So, and then you realize, oh, okay, we are messing around with digital versions, you know, of this stuff, like yeah. digital recordings and all of that. So, you know, depending on how you lay it out, you know, how you arrange it as well, you mm-hmm. know, it's going to end up sounding a certain way. It's going to end up evoking certain things and certain spirits and all of that. So I think we are going through that, you know, and I mean, in different ways, this thing is going to affect us. People are telling us that we are going through different dimension shifts and all of that. So for me, it was just my version of that, you yeah. know, going through that route, you know, and attending to all the different kinds of energies that live within me. And it doesn't stop there as well. It's still progressive. After that, you still have to learn about A, B, and C, you know, mm-hmm. to lead you to D, E, F, yeah. you know? Yeah.
You were just talking about it also, like how music and sound sonics kind of transport people's minds into different dimensions. And
I yeah.
mean, Sun
yeah.
Ra had this movie in the 70s, and he's been
yes.
talking about
yes.
freeing the human mind kind through synthesizers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the thing. James Blake just released his album with a beautiful title, Singing Robots into Heaven.
Yeah.
And he was also talking about this, and if you now fast forward to 2023, technology has advanced. We have, of course, hardware synthesizers. You can do a lot on software, and there's a lot of talk now about AI.
Sure,
and
sure.
AI,
sure.
how you can use sure. that in music, and
yeah.
Some people worry that it might take away the humanity, the heart, and the soul of the music.
Yeah.
Others think it's a beautiful people to democratize it more and create an opportunity for people who are not musically inclined to still create
yeah.
music.
Yeah.
You have been at the forefront of using digital options to create different worlds and connect different worlds. So how do you feel like this AI revolution is going to change things?
Look, man, obviously the conscious me, rather the surface me, like it's just as a normal young man.
Mm-hmm.
it's weird. It's very, very weird, very strange. and I think it's also not so weird, you know, when you study the weird stuff of the world,
yeah.
you know, over time. And, you know, when you study mythologies and all these things, you realize that it was expected. It's just another cycle of things. Mm-hmm. Isangoma, you know, they'll usually tell you things like, I had a vision.
Mm.
So usually you could be sitting and then there will be a movie that will play in front of your eyes. You know, who's yeah. playing that movie? Who's broadcasting that to your eyes? I mean, think about Izangoma back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like with before the TV and technology.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now we have TVs, we have plasma energy and all these things. It's the same technology. You know, it comes from the same source.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be deep enough, you know, to find the real truth, you know. So you find that, you know, the broadcasting of frequencies and channels and all that, it's nothing new, you know. It's always been there, you know, within the human experience,
mm-hmm.
you know. So dreams and things like that, you dream of things before they happen. You dream of things of the past, you know, and then when you talk about it in today's sense, you know, you find that, you know, there's always something that almost puts you in a sort of position of crossroads, you know, with different dimensions, different parts of time and all of that, you know. So I think we are just gobsmacked right now because it's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
You know, I can have an own version of myself that's not me. You know, but then you like, yeah, there's always been different parts of you, you know, different mm-hmm. living in different dimensions anyway.
But
you
what
know,
if so I get AI software and make tune like Kulo the song Rambo?
Yeah.
And it generates something and it blows the fuck up.
I mean, obviously, you know, I saw, what's his name? Was it Ice Cube? Did they make a
Drake song without
yeah.
Drake? Yeah.
without his consent, and he felt it was demonic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And for me, even that phrase, demonic. You know, so there's something in him that can feel that there is just another type of consciousness about it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like an extension of you without you. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been cloned into another world, you've been cloned for a new world that's coming. Like that sort of thing, yeah. You know. So, I think it's just always been there, man. Like copy and paste, Control C, Control V. You know, like
it's sampling without the sample.
Yeah, yeah. It's always been there, bro. Like even for a painter, for an artist, you have to see things in nature. You have to experience things before you start painting anything. Mm-hmm. I remember in school, I forgot which class it was. This other gentleman asked the teacher if blind people dream in pictures.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember the answer, what it was, yeah. You know? Yeah. But it's you got to go through certain experiences, you know, somehow, somewhere, you yeah. know? And then they're going to obviously exert themselves, you know, in the technology of the time. I mean, some of the things are very unexplainable when you study some of this ancient stuff. And you're just like, how the hell did they move this type of rock, mm-hmm. you know, miles on, you know, across oceans?
Yeah.
You know, with what technology? I mean, how? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then you realize that it's just like weird stuff have been happening in the world. And I think this is just our generation going through our set of like weird revolutions or whatever.
And awakening. Because
awakening, you know. So, and I don't know if you watch Godzilla versus Kong.
No.
You watched that movie?
No.
You know Godzilla, the movie.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
another
yeah.
one, Godzilla versus Kong. But anyway, Godzilla versus Kong, it's like the ancient beings fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a company, billionaire company, that's trying to create a robotic version of Godzilla.
Mm.
Then Kong and Godzilla stop fighting each other. Now they're fighting against the machine.
Their own copy. So,
yeah, it's just yeah. basically these things, they show the introduction of the world of machines that's just constantly, you know, reminding us that it's coming, you know, whether yeah. we like it or not, yeah. you know. So it's just like a new consciousness, which unfortunately will have a bit of our consciousness as well involved in there, you know.
Yeah, but in some sense we are there.
I mean, yeah, of
some
course.
People live their lives on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever.
Oh yeah, of course, man. Being on your phone all the time, being online. You yeah. know, I remember I used to be very big on Mixit. I think one of my first girlfriends I met on an
Mixer?
App called Mixit. Oh, in South Africa, we had a chat. Yeah. It's like an old version of, social media,
okay,
if I may
yeah.
put it that way.
Yeah. MySpace.
Yeah. And funny enough, MySpace was very, like, was very imperative in planting my name
mm-hmm.
in other parts of the world. I used to upload a lot of music on MySpace.
Yeah.
I met Bodhisattva on MySpace.
Oh, dope.
You know,
yeah.
you know. So and it's mind-boggling that that's almost 20 years ago now.
Was a different time than how you were using MySpace as opposed to
I mean, some
DJs are blown up because of a 15-second video.
Yeah.
How do you navigate in that world?
Man, it's I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that, because some of these things have just become so natural now. You mm-hmm. know, like 2 seconds of wisdom. You know, like 10 seconds of wisdom. Someone posts
yeah.
a motivational video. Someone posts some information that you did not know. You remember the track "Too Much Information" that was very big in the electronic scene?
I'm not sure if you know that one.
It's not technology.
Yeah.
I mean, if you pay attention to the lyrics of that track, it talks about too much information. And I think that's the age we are living in, you know, right
yeah.
now. We're just too exposed at so little time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe our minds and bodies are being prepared for that future, you know, of mm. being integrated with machines like that, you know. So
at the same time, there are more young people suffering from mental health problems than ever before, than we know of before.
How can you not suffer from mental health problems, bro? Because now, you know, you are changing your whole consciousness, like
yeah.
your natural state is basically being converted to a synthetic state.
Yeah.
You know, that is why Ice Cube was like, man, this is demonic. This is crazy, you know.
But is there like an ideal symbiosis between man and machine? Because being DJs, I kind of see the DJ equipment as an extension of what I want to do. So
sure.
There's a symbiosis that can be created. How? What's the utopia? The ideal future that you foresee with the symbiosis between man and machine?
Yeah. Look, I think the soul of it, you can never take it away. I don't care how many machines you use. Mm-hmm. I don't care how many spirits or aliens you use to try to study humans. Mm-hmm. You'll never take away the real essence of it. You know, it will always be there, and it will always continue to exist within a certain number of people. And the forces that have got those kinds of people thus far in society will continue to reign, you know, a certain part of society as well. You know, it will always exist. You know, I don't think it will fully take over. It will be there. We'll work together with it. You know, certain opportunities will obviously go away, you know, and then the world will seem like it's a machine world. You see, like, now how everything is focused on social media, but that's not everything that's happening in the world. It's just, it's like reading a headline. It's like the newspapers, propaganda, and all this stuff. If you focus your mind on all those things, that will be your world in your head. But there's so much other things going on in the world besides what's happening on social media. Right. So it just depends on where you're going to focus your attention to. So now you got to realize that, okay, cool, if I spend too much time on this device, you know, it is probably going to be in a certain degree a distraction. Yeah. You know, and then you're going to have to make a conscious choice that this is how many hours I spend on my phone, this is how many hours I spend on making music, this is how many hours I spend on eating and just
discipline, you know, life.
Discipline, yeah. I think discipline is going to be like the Rambo of the future. You know, I don't think money is going to be the greatest thing. I mean, obviously people that are very much capital conscious, they say that the new kingdom of men is all about money, which is, I understand, but I think for you to be strong in all of that, you know, I think discipline will be the Rambo of the future, and that's what you should be befriending, you know, trying to get to know now, you know, the spirit of discipline within you.
Sometimes it's difficult, though.
Very difficult, bro. Oh, come on. It's
especially
very
in our
difficult
field.
Yeah, very, very difficult. And I mean, in our field, bro, think about it. You're spending too much energy, you're exchanging too much energy with different people at different times. You're actually giving a lot of yourself a lot of the times, you know, like being on stage, you know, you're just playing your soul out, you know. I mean, look, it's like just playing your favorite music for your friend.
Yeah.
You know, like just the time spent of exchanging records. You know, after that ordeal, you can tell, you know, when you're sitting alone that, okay, cool, I've just been involved in something. I gave away something. You know, and you can imagine now when you are facing a crowd of 10,000 people and, you know, 5,000 people, 1,000 people in a club, you know, in dark and light spaces, you know. So you go through a lot as an artist. So I think it's you more than a lot of people need that time, you know,
you
more than a lot of other people. Yeah. You need that time for yourself, you know, just to regain and recharge, you know, remember who you are, you know, and because think about it, if your music goes around the world, you know, your seed has been split in different ways. True. You know, like in so many different ways, you
it's
know,
like
so
children.
yeah. So think of yourself as a tree, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that are using this tree for different selfish reasons and spiritual reasons, you know. There's people that play your music, you know, for different occasions, birthdays, some are celebrating things of the gods and all that, you know.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, but you're playing my music. That's interesting, you know. And some people come to you and they're like, yo, bro, I was about to kill myself and I played your album.
Wow.
And then I felt alive again. Beautiful. You know, like you get people coming to you telling you stories like that.
Yeah.
You know, and then obviously you did it just out of talent, you know, with your conscious mind. You didn't realize that, you know, so, but you realize that there's so much more of ourselves that we do not know, you know, so, but this world for me has definitely pushed me towards, you know, being curious, you know, about other things, because as I said, you know, after some time, you realize that, okay, I like playing at this place. I don't like playing at this place. You know, it starts being an option fantasy like that, because you realize that, you know, a lot of these places, you know, they take different parts of you and you take different parts of them. So you must be real with yourself as to what do you truly value.
What is it that you value nowadays?
What I value is the journey of peace. The journey towards peace, because while getting to know yourself, your true self, so which means you have to fight off a lot of ideologies that have been planted in your head, and that's a very aggressive and violent kind of trip, you know. So you find that at the end of the day of doing that, you know, you just value peace, you know, in your own space. Before, it was just a thing of you, oh, you are shy, you're not social or anything. But now it's like, no, I actually need it, you know.
Yeah.
So I value the idea of peace. I value the idea of doing what I love. And I think if I can take care of that part of myself, you know, the idea of love is going to be very expensive as to my relationship with the rest of the people in the world as well. I think I'll just become a better person as well. Yeah,
beautiful to see, man.
Yeah, yes.
Yo, so much information in that.
Yeah.
I wonder though, playing the music that you play, and we talked about this different sides of yourself that you give, and different side of, and people are in altered state of consciousness when they perceive your music. Mm. How does that feel to you? Like, for instance, we're in Holland and we are very liberal about drug use, but a lot of people here that use some form of mind altering or stimulating drugs.
Yeah.
Try very well on some of the music you make. While maybe that's not totally your intention or not at all, how does that, what does that do to you to hear that or see that happen?
Look, man, I mean, there's obviously a greater science of music and sonics that I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
We are just a part of it, you know. And I remember like a funny story back home in Durban. So ecstasy was like a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
In Durban, in South
Africa.
Especially
within Goma.
Yeah, of course. So this guy was like, there used to be this track by Black Hole. You should go to Track Source. Maybe it's still there. Black Hole, 1,000 Seconds.
Okay.
It's called 1,000 Seconds by Black Hole. So I think it's black, like Black Hole, the phenomenon in space.
Yeah.
So it was like a big track in the clubs, you know, like back home back in the day. And this dude was like, he was so high in ecstasy once.
The producer?
The producer is Black Hole. Yeah. Black Hole.
Found it.
I think it was Ero Maniello, and yeah, that tune. That tune drove a lot of kids crazy.
Ready?
Yeah. It was like such a big tune, man. It was really crazy. Even today, if you drop it today.
What about this song was it that drove people so crazy?
So I'm trying to tell you the story of this this guy. He used to take ecstasy. So now he was telling us the experience.
Yeah.
That when he got home, like at 7 a.m., like obviously people are sober at home. They were not clubbing. They're actually waking up, getting ready for a new day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still dancing at home, like he's moving his head crazy, and he's like, this track is busy playing on my head, bro, like over and over again, like it's so loud, like he was still in the club.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So drugs, you know, they really exaggerate, you know, like these sonic experiences, you know, to a level that I don't think we understand. And obviously it also depends on what you on a daily are tied on, you know, in terms of, because I don't think that people that take the same drugs will listen to the same music, you know.
Not true.
So it always speaks to you at the end of the day. But some tunes like that, you know, they have the power of just bridging everyone, you know, together, whether you're a druggie or not, you know. Yeah. People that don't listen to drugs obviously
can still relate,
still enjoy the music. Yeah, you know. So I mean, obviously, you need people, you know, that are more advanced, you know, as to when it comes to the science of sonics and the science of the mind, you know, like picture versus audio.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all mental when you realize it. It's all mental. They said this guy, he was at home now, chilling with sober people, but he's still having a club experience.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack is that track, you know, dominating his headspace, you know.
Crazy.
And so I think that's one part of like drug use and club lifestyles that you need to be conscious of, you know, before making balanced decisions about it. Yeah
Makes total sense.
Mm.
Yeah, there are also being a person in life generally. We all have to balance things that we do in life.
Yeah.
you're just talking about how you have to have time to get to come to yourself.
Sure.
COVID happened. We were locked in our house for almost two years.
Yeah.
About 2 years. What do you think that has changed in the music scene or in the nightlife scene? What's the difference before and after COVID?
I think it has brought the beast out.
The beast out?
Yeah. It has brought the beast out. Look at what's happening with like the amapiano scene.
What's happening?
It's total madness. It's total madness, in a good way, in a bad way. Mm-hmm. I don't think people think the same after COVID. Yeah. Mm. You know, when you're fasting, I don't know if you've fasted before, and then when you get back into like meat eating again, whatever, you know, like you can even tell that there's an animal in you that's so happy to get back to the stuff, you know. Yeah. You know, so I like when you've been deprived of something that you enjoy so much, and you know, entertainment is a big thing in South Africa. It's always been. As I said, I feel like it has brought the beast out, you know, like it's like a spring that's been compressed for a while, and now that energy is like,
yeah,
you know, that's what's happening.
Yeah,
you know, people are fearless. People are no longer conscious of barriers and all of that. They're just doing what they want to do whenever they want to do it. They take whatever drug they want to take whenever they want to take it. They drink whatever alcohol they drink whenever they want to drink it.
We might be locked up again.
Yeah, because we might be locked up again, you know. So I think we are still on the way of trying to gain ourselves a bit of balance again, you know, because we felt like we've been locked up. Yeah, so I think in the process, we'll gain some time to think properly again. You know, I saw it with a lot of parties and festivals. You know, some things were not organized well because people are just not used to thinking straight anymore. Sure. People are very forgetful and, you know, like a little bit of memory loss there and there, amnesia. You know, you can see these things in people, but I think people are slowly getting back to that rhythm again or balancing in the new wave of things.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's it was a true test of what being human means, you know, the human consciousness. And we can tell that there's a lot of weird stuff happening in the world, you know, around then, since then, even now. And but I do believe that, yeah, we are getting ready for a new world or whatever that is. Yeah. And I think it's a blessing and a privilege, you know, to be alive during this time. We also lost a lot of people,
true,
you know, during that time, you know. So, and I don't even think... I actually wonder, have we actually sat down to get over ourselves psychologically around our losses, you know, the people that we've lost, the material things that we've lost, the experiences that we've lost, you know, so now we have to rebuild and regain. And I mean, just losing somebody like a friend or a family member, it takes a toll on you emotionally and mentally. And imagine now, a lot of people lost a lot of things at the same time, you know. So a lot of people are not thinking straight. So I think this is the new healing season, you know. And it's something that we should be embracing, you know, with a lot of gratitude, you know. And
we've got a healer sitting in front of us.
Yeah. We hear again. And man, it's yeah, it's like healing within madness, healing through madness. That's what I call this period. You have no choice but to make it work.
Disciplined insanity.
Yeah, disciplined and insanity at the same time. You have to embrace all those animals in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curious to see what animal is coming out tonight at Zion Gate in Parallel.
Yeah. Me too. Looking forward, man. As I said, like, it's weird. Every time I fly to Amsterdam, I always look for Trouw. Like, where's Trouw? Where's Trouw?
Mm-hmm. Have you been to the school?
No.
That's kind of the sequel to Trouw in many ways.
No. I actually haven't been.
Next time you're around, should
Yeah. I should. It's actually one of my earliest memories of this place. And it's definitely one of my favorite places to come at, you know.
I get it. It's a big influence on nightlife in Amsterdam in general. I would love to see something like that happen, and in a more slightly diverse way when it comes to the audience.
Sure.
But, you know, we're working towards that, and it's beautiful to see. And I think you just mentioned Amapiano. Amapiano is, for a lot of people of color, a gateway into discovering electronic music, at least here in Amsterdam.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, some of them, they just go into the flashy lifestyle Amapiano thing, but some of them they also go in and they find music by you, or they learn about Manu, or they go in deep.
They go in deep, yeah, to discover. Yeah, true. I look at it as a bridge, as I said. I go back to the guys, to the times of the guys like Abiko Soul, you know, like music like that, Oshulade, you know, guys that inspired my music, you know, I used to listen to those guys a lot while listening to the more universal alien stuff, like Inner Visions and all the crazy, eclectic stuff, you know, at the same time. There's a bit of that element with my piano as well, if you listen to it, but now obviously there's a lifestyle element to it, you know, a lot of the bedroom producers, you know, finally getting their break, you know, finally getting to leave home a bit, you know, to go connect with other ghettos around the world, you know. So for me, it's that ghetto energy. It's like ghetto gods meeting together.
Yeah, and there's a rawness, you know, that connects.
Like raw ghetto gods just coming together, you know, in different parts of the world, you know, converting that energy of struggle into something they can look forward to, you know, instead of having that energy suppress you and remaining in the township and being enslaved, you know. So now you found a way to get this energy out, you know, to the rest of the world. And now it's like all the kids around the world, all the ghetto gods around the world are waking up, and they're just coming together to create something phenomenal and preparing a place for themselves in the new world, you know?
Yeah, and that could be Amapiano, but it could be something totally different also.
Yeah.
What do you feel is next for, like, Afrotech and Afrohouse? Because Amapiano created something and it's happening. How do you see that?
I feel like we are all on the same boat. We are all on the same boat because, you know, the Afro House story is also the bedroom producer story. True. You know, the bedroom producer story is like me. I'm a bedroom producer, you know. So even with my new setup that I'll be creating in the future, it's going to be more minimal and more bedroom-like again, you know, to talk to that kid again.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I mean? Like, as I said, like, this is like a bit of a cycle, you know. Before I made the Bright Forest on like shitty speakers, man. Like computer, like, they were called Creative, you know, those two little speakers with the sub, you know,
that they have in offices.
So and that's why it sounds like that. It doesn't sound professional. It sounds
organic.
It sounds organic and molded. You see, you are using the best of what you have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it was inefficient though, so they must have mastered it.
Yeah. Yeah. Using inefficiency to have a place in an efficient world.
Okay. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like Wu-Tang first album.
Yeah. So you are not spoiled, and so you are just making the best of your resources. That's why I support Fruity Loops users. I was speaking to Kyra the other day, and he was telling me he still uses Fruity Loops and uses the new version of it. I even downloaded the new version. I'm like, it's got really good sounds, you know, and everything. So
what do you use now?
I use Logic. Okay. I use Logic Pro X. I also have Logic Pro 9, which is my favorite, which is where I think the past 10 years-ish was more on that machine, Logic Pro 9. I think it's Pro 8 or 9. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But because I downloaded a lot of stuff and waves, a lot of custom kits into that one machine, you know, so it's hard to take it to these new machines for Logic Pro X. I can't use it on Logic Pro X because there's just so much that has been done on this one machine, you know.
And that's your sound.
Yeah, it's my sound, my lab, you know, that's how I look at it. I call it the lab, you know.
Okay,
but I know I could always apply the same attitude to any other machine, you know, even if I give myself time. Let's say I want to go back to using Fruity Loops, I'll still give myself that time to be a student again and you know, step by step, you know, not to rush the final product and all of that, you know. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm just, you know, interchanging consciousnesses and, you know, trying to make music here and there and also revisit, you know, that kid again, you know. So it's just, for me, it's healing time right now. That's what I'm doing, yeah.
And how does InSimbi seemingly ties into all of that with deep narratives and Suri.
Bedroom producers of the past and bedroom producers of today coming together. You see what I mean?
Yeah, dope.
You know what I mean? That's exactly what's happening there. And they remind me of so much of myself.
Yeah.
You know, like those guys, you know. And I love their energy so much. You know, they are so keen, you know, on getting themselves out there. You know, they are so keen on making something unique and that speaks to themselves. And they're not really in a rush, you know, of producing what everyone else is producing, because, you know, a lot of the guys like them and their age today will be like, yo, why aren't you making my piano? There's more money there or whatever. They are just like, no, we're making our sounds, you know, we're creating our sound, we're molding our sound, of which is something that I truly respect, you know, because they do have the funky hip-hop image as well, you know, in the everyday street guy kind of life. So
I mean, there's 808s in NCMB.
Sorry?
It sounds like 808s, like it could have been a
drum. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely the 808 element to it, of which is something in the recent years I've been experimenting with. I mean, obviously, it comes from the hip-hop influence as well. It's funny that I used to use a lot of those deep, minimal kicks in my music.
Mm-hmm.
And people randomly will send you packs, you know, like Dr. Dre kind of sample pack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like back in the day, you'd find those folders from just different friends, different USBs.
Yeah, yeah.
So you start experimenting with those things, like the sounds, the hip-hops, and you start listening to a lot of Kanye West. I mean, look, I mean, since 2010 till now, Kanye West has been like a very influential figure.
He's pushing the sound forward.
Yeah. You know, so we've been listening to a lot of those kinds of like soulful hip-hop sounds, but the same soulful hip-hop sounds evolving into Super Saiyans.
That's how
I look at it.
Metro Booming.
Metro Booming. So that's exactly what happened to me, I think. You know, with the same talent, the same gift, I started experimenting and exploring and Rambo and all of that. Like, it kind of evoked that fun again, like that TV game element, that kid playing TV games, you know.
True.
And so I wanna do more of that, you know, with the soulful elements now, with something more, a little bit meaningful, you know. And obviously, I look deeper into my story and who I really am, you know, in my perfections and imperfections, you know. So it's gonna take a minute. It's gonna take a while. It's gonna take a bit of those collaborations, you know. To see if I do have that collaborative spirit as well. Because most of my life was living in a bubble, you know, just being on your own. You know, so it's nice to relate with other people, you know, deep narratives, boys from KwaZulu-Natal, just like me.
Yeah.
We have similar issues, you know, society-wise, spiritual-wise, you know what I mean? So it's something that is quite fascinating as well, that I feel like in just talking about my normal experiences of life, you know, with them, they can take it as something of value as well. Yeah. You know, so it's as I said, it's just different worlds coming together back home, you know. Yeah.
What other worlds outside of home, the motherland as a whole, what other sounds? It could be house or techno, but could be any genre. What is inspiring you right now? Who you feel is like creating new?
Whew. A lot of things. A lot of things. Movies.
Mm-hmm. Mostly movies.
Movies. I've been watching a lot of movies lately, to be honest. I just watched The Equalizer.
Ah, okay.
Denzel Washington.
He was Oppenheimer.
Which one?
Oppenheimer.
No.
Christopher Nolan. He did Interstellar.
No. Hmm. I watched Babylon.
Okay.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. I like Quentin Tarantino movies. The Hateful Eight. Yeah. Pulp Fiction. You know. Yeah, David Fincher movies, you know, Fight Club.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I've been. I have some friends in the movie industry. Mm-hmm. So we sometimes gather and talk about these things.
Is that something that you would like to do? Soundtrack movies?
Almost definitely, bro. Yeah. Most definitely. My first album was actually picked for a soundtrack for quite a big South African movie called Paradise Stop. Back in the day, and this is more of a contribution I'd like to continue on, you know, moving forward, you know, as I said, like having video game soundtracks and movie soundtracks. As I said, like now me making music is not necessarily for a club approach. Me as an established DJ, I'm obviously growing in that space as well, in the craft of DJing, you know, by being in the space. I always say that for me it was a privilege to be a student, mm-hmm. you know, at probably the highest level, you know, by traveling, by going to different places, you know. So I'm still using those experiences, you know. I'm just taking them in slowly, you know, to working towards the next project, you know. And the next project is not necessarily an album or anything, you know. It's going to be a series of EPs and all of that. But mm-hmm. at the same time, I have another urge now to contribute in spaces like that, you know, like movies and video games, you know. So I think now it's just we're putting more gas into taking it more seriously.
I can't wait to see like this crazy Afro anime movie with a soundtrack.
Crazy stuff. Oh yeah, yeah. That's a dream, bro. That's a dream, and it's gonna take some time and some effort and obviously some enthusiasm. But yeah, we're gonna do it.
Dope. We have about 25 minutes left.
Sure.
I wonder, do you still want to play Siri sometime? Show. Shut up. Yeah, we can get into some music if you would like, because I'm very curious. I'm sure you have some of the stuff that you're working on.
Oh, of course. I'd love to drop you guys some new exclusives. And yeah, we'll take it from there.
Cool. Dope. Before that, let's go into the new single that's out now. Deep Narrative Suri, Kulo the song, In Simbi.
Yeah, In Simbi.
In Simbi.
The iron.
I need to learn it, but what I need to learn most is to pronounce your name and the genre of Gom correctly, the click.
Yeah.
All right. Sangate FM, Kulo the song in the studio. Enjoy.
Go. the composer. Don't